The confident mum decides that while her family is important, so is she. And so it begins. Hi, mums. Welcome to another episode of The Confident Mum with your host, Olga Uju. And I am just doing a quick mum minute. Just loaded my dishwasher, and it's about 10:30 in the evening, stroke night, and I am just killing a bit of time before I take my 3-year-old, who is now officially nighttime potty trained, woohoo, to the loo so she doesn't have an accident. And I thought I'll jump on and do a quick episode. But before I get into today's topic, I just want to share something so random with you. Two random things. So one of them is when I first joined Instagram on my private page years and years ago, I think it was about 2014, and I got into smoothies and fruits and all these amazing things that, when Instagram was all about just taking photos of what you're eating. So I always used to see this fruit, which I could never just, I'd never seen it before. It looked so exotic and amazing, and I finally asked a particular account holder, what is the name of this fruit? And she said it's called dragon fruit. And I thought, wow, that looks amazing. I used to fantasize about it, and I always wondered what it tasted like and the texture, and it just really fascinated me. So in the back of my mind, I've always thought I would love to taste this dragon fruit. I've never seen it before anywhere. Until yesterday, I was in one of those random shops that you walk into in the street, this fruit one where they have all the fruit outside or inside now actually. And my local one anyway, I walked into, the food supply store, and there was a dragon fruit. I had to double take. I could not believe it. I had to double check with the cashier that it was indeed what I was, what I'd always kind of dreamed about in the fruit world. My fruit fantasy had come to pass. So I purchased this good dragon fruit, rushed it. I was like to my husband, oh my God, look what I found. I was so excited. I was like, should I chill it? Should I slice it? I even blended a smoothie, to put the dragon fruit on top. But I couldn't even wait for the blender to finish. I just had to taste it. Sliced it, tasted it, and honestly, yeah, it was terrible. It was really, really bad. So now I want to ask if anyone is out there, because I refuse to believe that this is the taste that I was so excited about it. So I want to know if I just had a bad one. It tasted to me like a kiwi fruit, but not a sweet one. It wasn't sweet. It wasn't really, it didn't have any taste. It looked beautiful, but I was so disappointed. And I would, I haven't researched this or anything, but I would put it in the family, the same family as a kiwi fruit. Obviously, the better looking, cousin or auntie. The richer bougie fruit. I'm going crazy now. I think it's because it's late at night. Anyway, so yes, yeah, so I was disappointed with the dragon fruit and the taste of it. It tasted of nothing, nothing exciting. I was expecting my taste buds to be popping, my palate to be, oh. I was expecting to crave it, but in the end, it ended up in the kind of food bin. It was not nice at all. I actually forgot about it, and then I think my daughter saw it and played with it, and yeah, ended up in a fruit bin. So, have you tasted dragon fruit? Does it have an amazing taste? Should I try again or just give it up? Let me know. And the second thing is kind of pertaining to Mother's Day. I know it was Mother's Day in the US on Sunday, the 9th of May, and in many other areas of the world. So, happy belated Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day? Here in the UK, we are a bit bougie, so our Mother's Day, like in some parts of Africa, is in March. And before I get into my Mother's Day, I just want to say I hope you had a great one. Were you celebrated? Did you get what you expected? Did you get that rest that you really want, need, deserve, and crave? Or did you just want to draw a line under the day? If it was a difficult day for any reason, then I am sending my love. My Mother's Day, I don't know if I mentioned it on a previous episode, I had food poisoning and I had it bad, like really, really, really bad. And it was amazing what my body could do. I was so ill. But at that point, baby was only 3 months, and you know, I'm solely breastfeeding, so the demands of breastfeeding, as you know, are so much, but add food poisoning on top of that. And it was a really, really, really emotionally draining, stressful day. It took me about 2 weeks actually to get over the food poisoning, but the first 24 hours, as you know, if you've had food poisoning, it was brutal. So that was on Mother's Day, my first Mother's Day as a mum of four. So I was like, oh, my daughter was like, Mummy, we're gonna make you cupcakes. And you know, you've got food poisoning, just the sound of a food item makes you wanna heave. So yeah, not fun day. My husband also had food poisoning, and we have four children, age 5 and under, to look after, including a newborn baby. I was still in my postpartum, you know, stage, the early part of postpartum. So it was not fun. It was, yeah, I just wanted to draw a line under that day. I was planning on celebrating on Sunday with most of the rest of the world, but by the time I woke up, and anyway, I normally have Sundays anyways, my self-care Sunday. What does that mean when you're a mum of a baby? It just means that my husband kind of really takes full charge of the kids, makes them breakfast, does everything, and I just get to do what I want, really. So it wasn't a bad day for me at all. And I hope you had a good day. But I wanted to also advise. I have a previous episode called Question Time, and I was going through my episodes, and I listened to that one. I was thinking, what was that one about? I totally forgot. And in that episode, I was asked by a group of new mums or mums to be 5 questions about motherhood, and one of the questions was, what would I want my children to remember about their childhood? And I thought that was a great question. So you can listen to Question Time to find out what I said. And I also will invite you to listen to that episode anyway, because there's some great journaling prompts in there. If you're someone that's into journaling, I've recently started journaling again. I've got some nice journals from TK Maxx because it's open again. And yeah, there are some great prompts in there that you're welcome to use. I'll invite you to. It's very autumnal here in London at the moment. No idea why. I felt like today felt like a day in October. Feels very wintry. It is still, well, it's spring apparently. But the weather is really, really volatile. And yeah, so I'm just in a kind of mood to just journal. I got myself some lovely hot chocolate, Free From, of course, by a company called Sweet Freedom. Don't know if you've tried their hot chocolate. It's free from all, you know, dairy, nuts, all of that. And it's actually delicious. So I've just had a mug of that. Anyway, so back to the question. I would invite you to listen to that episode and just answer some of the questions yourself. See what comes up, and maybe, you know, think about your own mother. And think about if you have daughters, especially, or any child, you know, male or female, doesn't matter. What would you want them to remember about their childhood? So you can listen to that. And the final thing is a question that I didn't ask in that episode that I want to answer now or bring up is, what help do you need in this season of your motherhood? What help do you need in this season of your motherhood? And that's a great question to ask, because help can take many different forms. It can be emotional help, physical help, mental help, spiritual help. I know for myself, I've been asking myself that question, how am I going to lighten the burden of, you know, having my children and all their needs, husband, marriage, business, you know, all the things going on, what help do I need? And I'm going to re-engage a cleaner. I had a cleaner pre-COVID, and she would come once a month, maybe once every couple of months, because I would just manage and get on with it. But now I think, you know what, I need a cleaner, a regular cleaner to keep on top of the cleaning. And it's something that I'm unapologetic about, and something that my husband fully supports. So that's something that we are going to do, and as that becomes regular, I may expand her duties because she's very flexible, or look at where I can now utilize some more help in what area, whether it's pertaining to the house particularly. So what area do you need help in? You know, you're not a bad mum if you need help. You're not an incompetent mum if help is needed. And I just want you to think about where you need help and also communicate the help you need, particularly to your spouse, partner, because they're not mind readers. And I do honestly think that men are from a completely different planet. And unless you communicate, literally, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is what I would like, and you literally spell it out for them, yeah. And then you might be surprised that they're very on board, and that will help you as a mum free up some time for yourself. You know, time is something that is so precious, and you do need the time in order to replenish, refresh, so that we're not waiting for that one Mother's Day that comes once a year to kind of bank all the time that we've needed to rest, and hoping to God that our spouse gets it and gets the kids out so we can have a day to relax. No, unfortunately, that doesn't work like that. So get the help you need in whatever form. Journal, listen to Question Time. Let me know if you've had a dragon fruit, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you again for tuning in. If this episode helped you in any way, please share so more mums can find the podcast and benefit from the information on today's show. Please also subscribe and review the podcast. It will be greatly appreciated and really keep me encouraged. Till the next episode, remember that you are the best mum for your children, and I know you're doing an amazing job. So be kind and patient with yourselves. See you soon.